Hello and welcome, wherever you are in the world. Today we share the introductory presentation to our latest public talk. Every month, we explore a different aspect of the universal wisdom through a series of weekly webinars on Zoom. For more information about our events, follow the links in the written description below. We hope that our podcast will provide you with food for thought, inspiration for new questions, and impulses in your research for new answers.
In our previous talk, we have learned that the Spirit, the unknowable source of all creation, which is consciousness, is ceaselessly broadcasting its message to its creatures, also to us, about who we are, from whence we come, and what the reason of existence is. We understood that every broadcast is useless without a receiver, something that can tune in to the frequency and pick up the message. But it doesn't stop there, because what would a message be worth if it wouldn't be followed up on? Would stop in the receiver? One of these creatures is the miniature universe, the microcosm, the original human being as a thinker. A thinker gains consciousness out of experiences and knowledge. And the assignment of the macrocosm is to eventually take on the consciousness of its creator, the Spirit, through experience. Firstly, the macrocosm in its current state has at its disposal a carnal, mortal human being for the sake of gaining the necessary experiences in the material world in this life. Secondly, an abundance of experience harvest in previous incarnations of the macrocosm by other mortal human beings. This is our intelligence, our karma, the auric being. And thirdly, an ensouling dynamizing power, the personal soul. The karma has the full control over the emotions, thoughts, and experiences of the personality. And our actions add the experience to the existing karma, completing the cycle of consciousness, which is not a spirit nor a cosmic consciousness, but a consciousness completely in tune with the realm in which we live. So we stated that we human beings experience something that we call our life. But in fact, we are lived by the karma. We are a biological, ensouled, but carnal manifestation of the karma of the auric being. We live in our own bubble. Everyone does. But that life is not consciously in tune with its creator, the Spirit. But if you look closely, then you will see that pale golden dot in the middle of the macrocosm, the rose of the heart, confined within the powerful grip of the karma and the personality.
Personality is much, much more than an amazing physical, biologically living body. Because in fact, our bodies live by the grace of subtle, etheric matter, materials, that we know as, firstly, the chemical ether that pins our atoms, of which my body and your bodies exist, into place in our organs and in our tissues. Secondly, we know the life ether, which pours out its life-giving energies, matter, in the chemical ether and then into the body. Together, these three form what we call the lower etheric bodies, and paired with the body, the lower manifestation. Secondly, we have the light ether, or the emotional ether, astral matter, that can give movement to the aforementioned lower bodies in the form of instincts, strong emotions. The subtle astral body uses this ether, the light ether, to gain momentum and to set the lower bodies in motion under the influences of instinctive reactions that we all know, or of thoughts that we also have, usually without thinking. And fourthly, we have the mental body, the reflective ether, which, as the word says, can reflect, mirror. We, as we use the reflective ether now, we call the use of reflective ether thinking. If we reflect upon the experiences of the carnal man, and contemplation or meditation, if we reflect upon higher goods. It's important to understand that we call the physical body and the lower etheric vehicles the lower vehicles of man or a woman, the human being. We call the light and the reflective ether, the astral and the mental bodies, the higher vehicles of the human being. And these two higher vehicles, they serve, as we will see, a very special purpose for the tuning in to the spirit. The ancient wisdom states that there exists an eternal trinity of creation: spirit, soul, and body. Also sometimes referred to as Brahma, Vishnu, or Shiva, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or Osiris, Isis, and Horus. In the middle, the pneuma, you find the spirit. It has as its attributes faith, hope, reverence, prayer, and worship. And if you look closely to the image, you will see that it does connect itself with both the soul and the body through the will on the soul, and that's important, through memory in the body. If we go one step down to the level of the soul, the psyche, you will see that the soul has a two-way communication. On one hand with the spirit, on the other hand with the body. The soul is the vehicle in the middle. So it connects itself with the spirit through the will. It follows the will of the spirit. And it connects itself with the body with typical attributes, perception gates, perception organs, if you wish. Affection, reason, conscience, imagination, which would be then inner vision or insight. And again, through memory. So that is how the soul can communicate with the body. The body, the carnal man, also has a two-way communication, namely with the soul via the aforementioned sensory organs, perception organs, but also with the world around us via the five senses. And these, and we all know that, these five sensory organs, they determine our lowest consciousness, the biological one. And with them, we gain experiences, we connect with the people around us, with the world around us. And whatever enters through these gates determines the consciousness of the carnal man. But the body also has, as the receiver of the spirit, the rose of the heart, in which the memory, the pre-remembrance, or the great homesickness stirs our hearts. The rose of the heart is the direct perception organ in us of the spirit, our creator. But it is constantly blurred as to a pale blue dot, pale golden dot, by the five senses. The only way back to reconnect consciously with the spirit is to develop in us the sensory organs for the soul, so that via the vehicle in the middle, the soul, we can reconnect with the spirit. The soul makes use of our higher ethers, the soul ethers, that is the light ether and the reflective ether. Next slide, Cora. The rose of the heart is not a biological something, but it coincides with the human heart at the top of the right heart ventricle. And that is where we meet the spirit in us, more literal than you can imagine. So how do we live? How are we propelled through life? What ensouls us as we are now? Our emotions and our thoughts and our natural soul, our natural soul force, using the five channel that it has in us in the biological body. First, our blood, in which our karma, our blood inheritance from our ancestors, is present and has a grip on us. Also, our food intake and what we drink enters our blood and has an impact on our consciousness. Secondly, the nervous system. Electrical systems run through the nerves and communicate information from the higher bodies all the way down into our vehicle, our mortal vehicle. The hormonal system, maybe you know that, also guides us, also makes us move, makes us do things. We all know the adrenaline of the fight or flight reaction. Fifthly, we have the serpent fire, in which the kundalini fire runs. Very fiery energy that we draw from the world around us. And we have the flame of the consciousness. And it's also the sum of the total of all the consciousnesses of our biological atoms. So every atom has its own consciousness. The sum of that forms also our biological flame of the consciousness. Next slide. All these soul fluids, they cast a very powerful light, invisible for most people. And in their coherence, these soul fluids, all the way down into our body, they form our light garment, our light vesture. That is our soul, where it connects with the body. And we all have such a soul in the model, in the body, as mortal as our material body. So the soul has an anatomy. Here we see the nervous system, through which the electrical systems run, conveyed via the lower etheric bodies in our body. And we know the hormonal glands that steer us, that produce an enormous amount of chemical substance that yeah, without hormones, we cannot live. And also it's linked with the chakras in, through which we assimilate energies from the world and the planetary field around us. We have the serpent fire, which runs up all the way from our root chakra into our brain system. It's not, it's a fluid, it's etheric fluid, but it has movement and it seems to have a color in keeping with the thoughts we have, with the emotions we have. And we have the flame of our consciousness, which of course cannot be depicted. So our souls are very real. They have attributes. They influence us. They have a clear structure of force lines. And we call that the soul vehicle. But this soul is very much under the influence of the auric being and not under the influence of the spirit. And the soul, the thinking ether and the light ether with which we think and feel are called the soul ethers or the higher vehicles of mortal man. So given this situation, mortal beings with a mortal soul all the way down into our blood, how then do we bring back a soul that can connect with the spirit again and consciously and eventually can connect with our bodies? The only way to do so is to bring forth a completely new soul vehicle that can use the same channels, the five channels, but in a purified way of the body. So where do we start? How can we begin? We can only begin with the memory. That great homesickness, that pre-remembrance in you is real. It knows. Acknowledge that pre-remembrance, that stirring of your heart as a touch of the spirit. And accept it as the tool you have at your disposal to listen to the words of the spirit, the voice of the silence in you, transmitted, remember, to your receiver, your rose of the heart. But that is not easy to understand in our time-spatial and three-dimensional world, a message from the source of creation, which is omnipresent, multidimensional. So we have to learn. We will initially have to find out how the spirit manifests itself in us. We have almost literally to learn a completely new language of communication with the spirit in us.
Yes, there is a path by taking on a new attitude of life. Not only take good care of your body, but also of your garment of light. Try to bring back the stream of light force into your spiritual nucleus. Your yearning for purity, unity, friendship, love are the keys that will open the door. A stream of light will then flow into the nucleus through the umbilical cord with the spirit in you, in your heart, if you allow it to. Therefore, heed your thoughts. Try to determine from which source you tap. Do they revolve around the natural things? Fear, anxiety, worries, personal love, power over others, self-defense, and self-maintenance, then your thoughts resound with the natural soul. The new soul speaks of no conflict, no judgment, harmony, unity, impersonal love. Heed your emotions. In which direction do they draw you? Try to keep the focus on your spiritual essence. It speaks another language and never feels disrespected, powerless, unloved. The new soul is power, love, respect. Try to let that voice sound through your heart. Heed the workings of your will. In which direction does it drive you? In the direction of your spiritual essence, or in the direction you desire for yourself? What do you tune into? The will is the emanation of the spirit that needs to guide the new soul instead of the auric being. Examine in yourself what light you kindle. Just observe yourself mildly and come to a neutral conclusion. Don't judge yourself nor others. What is the quality of your light garment? Examine yourself. Use your higher soul vehicles for and as the perception organs of the soul. Affections, reason, conscience, imagination, and memory. Because only through the new soul can the personality consciously know the spirit.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you wish to support us in reaching more people, like our posts, rate us with 5 stars on iTunes, leave a positive comment where you can, or share our content on your social media.